Hello and welcome to another episode of the Godfather Part 2 Minute. I'm Alex Robinson.
And my name is Andy Robinson.
And we're talking about Minute 162 today. Minute 162 of the Godfather Part 2.
That's right, Alex. Are you interested in learning how to say it in Italian, Alex?
I'll give it a try.
Repeat after me. E minuto.
E minuto.
Numero.
Numero.
162.
162. Whoa.
You got it.
Well, we should tell everyone that we are recording this episode at roughly half speed because it's a very short minute without a lot to talk about.
That's right, Alex. So we'll not only be providing a lot of what you call filler, but also speaking this slowly. Are you ready?
I was born ready.
I feel like we're trying to practice reading lips, and that's why we're speaking so slowly and enunciating. I don't think I can keep that up, by the way. That's hard to do.
Really? I found the more I did it, the easier I just fell into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like but I felt like you were dumbing it down for me. I felt like it was very condescending.
What do you mean? Anyway, here's a summary of this very short minute, which we're going to talk about for half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Minute 162 of The Godfather Part 2, Mikey asserts himself in the Clash of the Corleones. He questions Kay's knowledge of him and what he would do to keep his children.
That's right.
His children come and play with their toys.
Clash of the Corleones. Kay. Kay's Clash of the Corleones. You might have just named the episode, Alex.
Kay's Clash. Well, I said Clash of the Corleones. He questions Kay's knowledge.
Oh.
That's also hard to say. Yeah.
Or maybe it's Clash of the Corleones featuring Kay's Yak and Mo Tom.
No Mo Tom.
No
He's
Mo
out.
Tom. But Kay, if you bring that yak into the house, it could be proved in a court of law that I had knowledge that it was a yak, indeed.
So,
and by the way, stop referring to me as Palindrome Tom.
Last week we talked about Michael's hands, the acting that Al Pacino was doing with his hands to convey character.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like obviously in the last movie they had the scene, the cigarette lighter, et cetera, et cetera. And here we see Mikey take out his cigarette lighter and mm-hmm. use it. It's almost as if to reassert his sense of control, like to prove to himself that he's still in control of everything.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think he's aware of it on a symbolic level? Do you think he's aware of what it means to him on a symbolic level?
Well, going back to Godfather Part 1, when he's in front of the hospital with Enzo the baker, and he flicks open the lighter, he does seem to pause and recognize that his hand is still.
Right.
So I do think he's knowledgeable of it. In this moment, he doesn't seem that way. He seems, well, I don't know. But, you know, I take it back. In the previous 2 minutes, it's getting heated. They're shouting at each other. It's very personal.
Yes.
It's not business. It's personal. But in this minute, when they pause, because the first probably 15 seconds of this minute, they're not talking. They've taken a break. And he takes the time to pick up the lighter and light it. So, to answer your question, maybe he is conscious of it. And the lighter is that that reminder that he's calm and cool, which sort of supports his next statement. We'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there.
By the way, I do think it's ironic that the one comment I have about this entire minute, we already talked about last week. His delighter in him being calm, cool, and collected.
Well, I have something a little different that's unique to this minute. Longtime listeners will know that we are both fascinated by the book How to Win Friends and Influence People. You know, the four C's: don't criticize, don't complain or condemn, compliment. And the other thing is saying the person's name a lot, because supposedly people, Andy, believe it or not, people enjoy hearing the sounds of their own name. So I feel like Mikey is using that technique in this minute. He refers to her as Kay four times in this minute.
Whoa.
And as you said, 15 seconds of that minute has no dialogue in it whatsoever. So
that's roughly once every 11.25 seconds. Wow.
Yeah, he says, Kay, we leave tomorrow. And then he says, Kay, why don't you take the kids back to their room?
Yeah.
And then she says, Michael, you haven't heard me. So she gets one name in.
Yeah.
But then he immediately says, Kay, what do you want from me?
Yeah.
And then later on, he says, Kay, in time, you'll feel different.
Yeah, my God. Yeah, I've got it all transcripted right here. And you're right. He's laying that on now. So of the five techniques of ways to influence ways to win friends and influence people, how many others does he do in this minute? Does he compliment her?
He doesn't compliment, but he also doesn't he asks her questions, but he doesn't directly criticize her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I guess that's kind of honoring the don't criticize, condemn. He doesn't compliment her, though.
Yeah.
He's neutral.
I don't know. All those questions. We'll get to all the questions he asks. Well, maybe that's one of them. Question. It's don't compliment, don't. Or to compliment, don't criticize, don't condemn, don't question.
Well, it's tough because one of the things they also say is to find out the interests of people and act. And they don't tell you to act interested. They say be interested. Like if they're telling you something, don't just be, okay, yes, I'm nodding along because I want this person to like me. You actually have to genuinely be listening, and because it doesn't work if you're not genuinely listening.
You just can't sell it. It's not convincing unless you really internalize that interest. And
yes.
Okay. I get that.
So,
it's definitely more interesting. I do a lot of interacting with different people almost every day, and oftentimes people I've never met before. And I think I have started developing that, not as a way to win their friendship, but just
to influence them,
just because life is just more engaging and better when you are there present in the moment and really listening to what someone has to say and thinking about their perspective.
That's too much perspective. In this case.
Well, and that's Alex. That's interesting. I'm glad you brought that up, Alex.
You know, this guy, he's got it. So did you want to go through it line by line other than me pointing out all the K's?
Yeah, let's break it down. Let's break it down. I have it transcripted here.
Okay.
Okay,
you have a signed sworn affidavit.
Okay, we're going to leave tomorrow. Why don't you take the kids back to their room?
Okay.
Which is really interesting that he phrased it, why don't you take the kids back to the room? That's because he says, we're going to leave tomorrow. Why don't you take the kids back to their room instead of take the kids back to their room? So he's still being somewhat soft here.
Yeah.
That's always a way to soften a command. Why don't we go do this? Why don't you do
he's
that?
He's using the Socratic method to get his, he asks questions and then to get people to come to the conclusion that he wants them to. So, it works.
Michael, there's a few things I want you to learn. I want you to ask a lot of questions. Don't trust Barzini and don't trust your friend. No, keep your friends farther away.
I want you to read this. It's a book called How to Win Friends and Influence People.
How to Win Friends and Influence People in Organized Crime. The Organized Crime Edition.
Michael, I really think you're a smart guy. You'll like this book. I really think so, Michael.
I think the mob version would be don't trust people. Don't take their word for it. Don't tell anyone anything.
Yeah.
And then finally, whack them. Because the last one has to be an affirmative command.
Honestly, it was like take. You know, come up with a mobster's.
Yeah, don't trust, don't tell.
Whacking, wine, and women.
Whacking.
All right, what's the next line?
Whacking and wine. All right, moving on.
Exterminator.
So then Kay says, Michael, you haven't heard me. And then Michael, getting frustrated, says, Kay, what do you want from me? Do you expect...
What do you want from me?
Hey. Pop told me to keep my friends close and my enemies closer. He didn't tell me to keep them that close. Okay. What do you want from me? Do you expect... Before I read this, it's amazing. There's all these questions and it's alliteration. He keeps repeating a lot of these words. Here goes, quote. Okay. What do you want from me? Do you expect me to let you go? Do you expect me to let you take my children from me? Don't you know me? Don't you know that's an impossibility? That could never happen? That I'd use all my power to keep something like that from happening? Don't you know that?
It's a good line, a good reading too, by the way.
I mean, he just peppers her with these questions. Don't you know that? Don't you know that? Do you? Over and over again.
And she doesn't answer any of them.
Yeah. I mean, she's never really.
She's like, first of all, yes, no, no, and yes.
Yeah. Woo! So he's in the crowd. Woo! You go.
So he says that line about using all his power.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I guess I can't help but pick up a sense of menace from that.
Yeah.
You know, given the scene we just saw where he could fly a man in from across the world to you know, to thwart an enemy. So unless you think he's referring, when he says all his power, his time travel powers, do you think that's what he means?
No, I don't think he means that.
he's like Kay, you know the power, you know I have a time travel device. Oh right, I forgot. You at this time don't know that yet, so forget I said anything.
Or even Mikey himself doesn't even know he has it in this in this time lane. It's the other Mikey, the one that went back and got Fredo.
What other powers do you think you could have that would be useful in this scenario?
For Mikey?
Yeah, like hypnosis obviously would be a cool power to have to hypnotize her to stay.
Yeah. Yeah, or invisible.
Hey, I'll hypnotize you to stay, just like I have five other times before.
What about invisibility? He just disappears.
That's what she wishes she had.
Well, what if...
Super speed.
Which one?
Super speed, because you can block all the doors and she's trying to get out of the house.
What if, I don't know, if I were Mikey, I might have changed my dialogue for this. These are rhetorical questions, right?
That we assume.
Yeah. Okay, what do you want from me? Do you expect me to let you go? Do you want me to interrogate you like Carlo? Do you want me to have Clemenza drive you out to the middle of Staten Island? He starts laying down serious threats. I guess he doesn't want to get that hard yet.
Well, and she also doesn't know about all those things. You know what I mean?
Mm.
She doesn't know the significance of saying, oh, we'll take you out to the, you know, she'll be like, I don't want to go to New Jersey. You know, and you're like, oh, you know.
Hey, I've been speaking to you in Sicilian messages for the past 7 years. You just haven't gotten it yet.
My love language is Sicilian messages.
Hoo-ah! My friends, the paywalls are coming down.
If you want to hear the rest of the episode, you'll have to go to godfatherminute.com/support, and there, for as little as $1 per week, you'll get exclusive bonus content and commentary and all sorts of other fun stuff.
Yes, so go right to godfatherminute.com/support. And I think if you take the time to explore all that bonus content, your eyes will see shoes.